My name is Ali and I will be your tour guide driver this morning. We're going to begin from the west front of the capital, and along the way we're going to drive by memorials like Japanese American Friendship Memorial, Property Theft Memorial, U.S. Grant Memorial, U.S. Capitol Reflecting Pool. We're going to drive by the west front of the Capitol, and there you're going to see the legislative branch of the U.S. government. And we're going to leave to the White House from the west side. Along the way, we're going to drive by departments like Labor, Health and Human Services, Justice, Commerce, Treasury. We'll view memorials like Navy Memorial, Pulaski Memorial, Sherman Memorial, Pershing Memorial. And we're going to stop by the south front of the White House for about 20 to 25 minutes. At the south front of the White House, you're going to walk around the National Christmas Tree, the Zero Milestone, the headquarters of the American Red Cross, the daughter of the American Revolution's organizations, and the organizations of the American states. From the White House, we'll drive to Jefferson Memorial, and along the way to Jefferson Memorial, you're going to see the Boy Scouts Memorial, the landmark of the nation's capital, which is Washington Monument. We'll drive slowly by World War II Memorial. We'll drive around the Tidal Basin, the Cherry Blossoms trees, and we're going to stop by Jefferson Memorial for another 20 to 25 minutes. From Jefferson Memorial, we'll drive to Lincoln Memorial. Along the way to Lincoln Memorial, you're going to see George Mason Memorial, the Potomac River, the Pentagon, Air Force Memorial, Robert E. Lee Home in Arlington Cemetery across the river will be viewed. And we're going to also drive by Franklin Roosevelt Memorial and John Erickson Memorial. And we'll stop by Lincoln Memorial for about 40 minutes. Longer stop at the Lincoln Memorial, because there you're going to see Vietnam Veterans Memorial, the Korean War Memorial, and the Nurses Memorial. From Lincoln Memorial, we'll drive to Iwo Jima Memorial. Along the way to Iwo Jima Memorial, you're going to see the Kennedy Center for Performing Arts, the Watergate Complex, Georgetown Harbor, Washington National Cathedral, Roosevelt Island, Fort Myer, and the Netherlands Krillion. We're going to stop by Iwo Jima for about 10 minutes, and at the Iwo Jima, we're going to offer you three options. Number one, we'll drive you back to your hotels from Iwo Jima directly, right away from there. Number two, we can drive you to the museums. The museums are free of charge to visit. You do not pay fees to get into any of the Smithsonian museums. Federally funded, prepaid by taxpayers, have lunch money at the cafeterias, and spend the rest of the afternoon visiting any of these museums, famous ones like Air and Space, American History, Natural History, Freed Galleries, African Galleries, Asian Galleries. But when we leave you there at the museums, you will be on your own to go back to your hotel by yourself at the end of your day. The third option can also drive you to Arlington Cemetery. Arlington Cemetery is free of charge to walk to John Kennedy gravesite, the Eternal Flame, the Tomb of the Unknowns, Change of the Guards, Robert E. Lee Home, Arlington House. You can walk by yourself for free within the cemetery, or you can take a tour. You pay a small fee to join the cemetery tour. You can also combine the museum's visit and the cemetery visit. This afternoon, we ended the tour at the Iwo Jima, right across of one of the entrances of Arlington Cemetery. So you take the cemetery tour, and from the main entrance, take the metro to the Smithsonian Metro. By Lincoln Memorial, please let me know what you like to do. We'll be glad to accommodate. So now, as I'm going to be driving around, I'll be talking about all the sites that we're going to see right and left. Very often I will ask you to look, so please follow me so you don't miss what I'm talking about. Have to maintain certain speed along the way. Some of the stops, when I let you off, I may have to drive away, but I promise I'll come back to pick you up in the time and the location. I will let you know about that before you get off. Security reason, cannot sit there long around the memorials. There will be restrooms and refreshment stands along the way at each stop. Greatly appreciate it while I'm narrating. If you please minimize your conversation between your family members and friends. I want everybody to enjoy the tour. And also, if you receive any cell phone call, please make it to a minimum. So that will help me also to concentrate about what I'm going to talk to you about along the way. Now, briefly, I'm going to give you a brief historical background about Washington, D.C. establishment. The nation's capital goes back to 1792. Before that time, George Washington and the Congress moved from New York to Annapolis, to Baltimore, to Philadelphia, to New Jersey, and back to these cities. decision was made to create a city to be exclusively as the capital of the country after moving all these times. There was an incident in Philadelphia at the time that the Congress was put under siege by the soldiers of the Union who did not get pay for over 6 months during the Revolutionary War, demanded their salaries. So the Congress asked the state of Pennsylvania for help. The state of Pennsylvania replied that they cannot bear arms against the soldiers who defended their country during the Revolutionary War and asked for a peaceful solution. The peaceful solution came from the southern states. They offered to pay these back salaries in return of setting a new nation, the capital, at least partly in the south. Thomas Jefferson from the south represented the southern states. Alexander Hamilton from north represented the northern states. With the guidance of George Washington, the location was chosen around the Potomac River. State of Virginia from the south give lands, and state of Maryland from north give lands. On 10 miles square, the nation's capital was established. A French major by name Pierre L'Enfant submitted a design, was accepted by George Washington. They designed the city in the four quadrants, northeast, northwest, southeast, and the southwest. They had the U.S. capital as in the focal point of the four quadrants. The Congress wanted to honor George Washington and wanted to call the new nation's capital the city of Washington. George Washington himself wanted to honor Christopher Columbus and wanted to call the new nation's capital the territory of Columbus. But they agreed and they combined the name and they call it the city of Washington in the District of Columbia. And that's how the name Washington D.C. came. Now proceeding toward the west front of the capital, and as we going to proceed here, look to the left after the light to see the Japanese American Friendship Memorial. It is surrounded by cherry blossom trees. We're going to see more of the cherry blossom trees around the tidal basin nearby Jefferson Memorial. Very special trees here in Washington D.C. They celebrate their blooming for about 2 weeks or less. They don't last long. That's the reason that many people rush to see them before they fall. We will talk more about the Cherry Blossom Festival when we drive around the tidal basin where there are 3,300 trees of the cherry blossom trees there. But now ahead of us, look at the top of the U.S. Capitol to see Lady Freedom standing 19 foot tall. We're going to mention that number 19 several times this morning. We have a statue of Thomas Jefferson inside Jefferson Memorial. It's 19 foot tall. We have a statue of Abraham Lincoln inside Lincoln Memorial. Also, it's 19 foot tall. And the numbers of the statues around the Korean War memorials are 19s in numbers. Lady of Freedom is standing, giving her back to the White House, a symbol of separating the power between the executive branch and the legislative branch. Faces east where the sun rises, symbol that the freedom rises forever and the sun never sets on the face of freedom. Wearing Indian dress, holding in her right hand green olive branches and look toward that side, and that symbol of preferring peace than war and power. In her left hand, she holds arrows and looks away from that side. We'll drive closer to the west front of the Capitol. We'll talk more in details about each section of it, but now look to the left through the trees here to see a tower dedicated for Robert Taft. Robert Taft, he was the son of William Howard Taft. He was the governor of the Philippines, and that's the only memorial for a senator to sit outside the U.S. Capitol. Most of the states sent statues for their distinguished senators and representatives, but all these statues are located within the Statuary Hall within the U.S. Capitol. Right across to your right is the National Association of Letter Carriers. National Association of Letter Carriers is one of these national associations and international organizations like the World Bank and International Monetary Funds, National Geographic Societies, and others. We're going to make a right on Constitution Avenue ahead of us, and Constitution Avenue in the 18th century was a canal. Washington City, Tiber Creek Canal, was connecting the eastern shore of Anacostia River to the Potomac River. But this canal project did not last long after introducing the railroads. The railroads put the canal project out of business. They covered the canal and they called it B Street. And in 1931, they changed the name from B Street to Constitution Avenue, where we're going to make a right on now. Immediately to the right, after we make the right, look to see the Department of Labor. Department of Labor, named after Francis Perkins, who held the position as a director for the Department of Labor for 12 years. That was during Franklin Roosevelt administration. At the time, the Social Security, the minimum wages, and the child labor here in the state was first applied. And look next to the Department of Labor to see the Judiciary Square. Judiciary Square, that's where the U.S. Federal Courts and D.C. Government Courts are located at the same square here to your right front. famous trials were held here, such as the Watergate trial, the Oliver North trial, John Hinckley's trial, Marion Barry trial, and the former President Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky trial was held at the U.S. Federal Court to your right front. Across from that, the National Galleries of Art. Three sections belongs to the National Galleries of Art. The National Galleries of Art, they are free of charge to visit, but they are not part of the Smithsonian. So when we, in Washington D.C., there are several type of museums here. We'll talk more about them as we move by some of them. But they have private museums. You pay fee to get into the private museums. Smithsonian museums, no fees to pay the Smithsonian. Museums like the National Galleries, also no fees, but they are not part of the Smithsonian. So, but now as we're going to make the left here and another immediate left, look up in the top of the U.S. Capitol again and see the Freedom Statue in the top of the U.S. Capitol. We talked about it. Under the Freedom Statue, there are 13 columns representing the 13 original colonies. When they are in session at night, light within these 13 columns stays on as long as they are in session. From far distance, people will tell if they are in session or not by viewing the light on or off. Under the 13 columns, there is 9 million pounds of iron cast dome. The dome was built during Lincoln administration. Abraham Lincoln insisted in the completion of the dome during the Civil War that was symbol of the unity of the country. There was a previous smaller dome before this one, and the Congress wanted to honor George Washington and bury him under the dome. But George Washington preferred to be buried in his home in Mount Vernon next to his wife Martha Washington. Both are buried there. Still, the Congress kept the rotunda dedicated for George Washington. His representatives surrounded by 14 ladies, 13 representing the 13 original colonies, and the 14th one represents discoveries and freedom. 36 columns under the dome representing the 36 states during Lincoln administration. To the north side of the dome, the Senate office building where the senators assemble. 100 senators, they are elected every 6 years regardless of populations, 2 senators from each state. They work in 3 buildings in the north side of the Capitol, and these buildings named after Russell, Derrickson, and Hart. In the south side of the dome of the Capitol, that's where the House of Representatives. 435 representatives, they are elected every 2 years upon the populations. States like California or New York has more representatives than Rhode Island, for instance. The representatives work in 3 buildings in the south side of the dome of the Capitol, and these buildings are named after Cannon, Longworth, and Samuel Rayburn. 435 representatives and 100 senators. How do they move around here? They do have their own electric metro underground. That electric metro cost $10 million in 1919. You can use it if you have a pass from your senators or representatives. But now here we are approaching the U.S. Peace Monument of the Civil War. Look at this base with 2 ladies' figures in the top. One of them represented the United States, another one represented the history. United States is represented leaning on the shoulder of the history, weaving and seeking peace and harmony during the Civil War, to your left. Now we're going to cross what's called the National Mall. When you hear that term National Mall, they don't expect shopping here. There is no shopping in the National Mall. There are shops, there are museums and national and international organizations here. Look to your right to see that space where this large group gather, protest, celebrate, like 4th of July celebrations, Memorial Day celebrations, AIDS, Quilt, Promise Keepers, Million Man March, Iraq War protest. Immediate right here, U.S. Grant Memorial. U.S. Grant was a general during the Civil War, was a president afterwards. And then U.S. Capitol reflecting pool. And look in the other end there to see Washington Monument in the middle and the Lincoln Memorial. We're going to stand on the steps of Lincoln Memorial later and see a reverse view of this National Mall from the other side later during the end of the tour. Now look around to your right here, to your left front, to see the Garfield Memorial. President Garfield was one of the presidents who was assassinated. Look around the base here to see there are three statues, one for a student representing the president's career in teaching, one for a warrior representing the president's career in the military, and one for a statesman representing the president's career as a representative, senators, and president. Immediate left now, that's the U.S. Botanic Garden. U.S. Botanic Garden was renovated in 1995 with a cost of over $33 million. The reason for such high cost of renovation, because within the same building you could move through different climates, hot, cold, rainy, stormy, desert-like, all within the same building. And next door to the indoors one is outdoors one, further left here, and on the other side of Independence Avenue too. Now, another end to your left in Independence Avenue, look at these two buildings, that's the Department of Health and Human Services. Department of Health and Human Services houses Voice of America. Voice of America, it's a radio station that broadcasts in 46 languages to all over the world. It's in operation 24 hours to your left here, and right across from that is the that's the National Native American the Indian Museum. The Native American the Indian Museum, one of the Smithsonian institutions, was established with a donation from a British scientist. His name was James Smithson, who donated $500,000 for diffusion of knowledge in the States. James Smithson never been alive here, but he wrote in his will that $500,000 of his money to come here for that purpose, diffusion of knowledge. It took the Congress about 11 years to decide even if to accept the money. But the final decision was made to create an institute for knowledge. They called it Smithsonian to honor James Smithson. Now it is the most growing and the largest museum and institute in the world. Immediate right here is the Native American, the Indian Museum. Look here to see it is round in shape, outside and also inside, by the way. And the reason for this museum to be round like this is to show respect to the traditions and the beliefs of the Native Americans. They believed where the corners are, where the spirit hides. No corners around the building, no hidden spirit around it. Now we're going to make a right in Independence Avenue and look to the left here to see next to the Department of Health and Human Services, the Department of Education, Department of Transportation, Department of Energy, Department of Agriculture, all the way from here to 14th Street, all our departments to the left. And to the right across Independence Avenue here, all our museums, Smithsonian Museums. Smithsonian Museums. And look here to your right front is Air and Space. And after that is Art and Industry. After that is the African Gallery, Asian Gallery, Ferrier Gallery, the original castle, the Smithsonian. More Smithsonian museums are located in Constitution Avenue side of the National Mall, such as American History Museum and the Natural History Museum. And now here we are, we're going to drive through the National Mall again. And you're going to see a view of the legislative branch of the U.S. government will be to your right. And to the left, you see the National Mall side of Washington Monument and Lincoln Memorial and the original castle, the Smithsonian. We drove by the west front of the Capitol. How about the east side? The east side of the Capitol, buses are not allowed there. But one of these famous buildings there is the Supreme Court and also the Library of Congress. Supreme Court is the highest court in the land. After the Supreme Court comes no appeal. There are 9 justices, 8 associates, and 1 chief justice. The operation of the Supreme Court used to be located within the U.S. Capitol, but with the increasing of the bureaucracy of the government, they moved it outside in a beautiful white marble building, the highest court in the land. After the Supreme Court comes no appeal. There are 9 justices, 8 associates, and 1 chief justice. Next door to the Library of Congress, and the Library of Congress is one of the most complete and largest libraries in the world. Library of Congress consists of 3 buildings, Jefferson, Adams, and Madison. And here now, immediately to your right and left, is the National Galleries of Art that we mentioned before. The left one, which is the west wing of the National Galleries of Art, was established here first. The West Wing of the National Galleries of Art was donated by the Andrew Mellon. Andrew Mellon gave his museum to the nation during Franklin Roosevelt administration, to your left here. And to the right across, that's the East Wing. The East Wing was donated by the son and the daughter of Andrew Mellon and Andrew Mellon Foundation. Was designed by a famous Chinese-American architect by name Ian Pei. The two wings, the East Wing and the West Wing, are connected to each other with underground electric people mover. The last section of the National Galleries of Art is the Open Sculpture Garden, west of the West Wing, was donated through several arts organizations and was established in 1999. Now we're going to make a left here in Pennsylvania Avenue and look to the left front to see the Embassy of Canada. Embassy of Canada with a red and white flag. With a red and white flag, here is the only embassy to sit between the White House and U.S. Capitol. Most of the embassies are located in Massachusetts Avenue in an area called the Embassy Row. 75% of the 180 embassies located there. These embassies in Massachusetts Avenue used to be homes for individuals who could not pay their property taxes during the Depression times in the 30s. They were confiscated and were sold and used as embassies. Some embassies had just 3 employees and some others has over 350 employees. That depends on how complicated the relationships between the states and these countries. Some countries built their own embassies in their own architectural style in the upper northwest of Washington, D.C., off Connecticut Avenue and International Drive. So there you could walk around the blocks and see architectural style from around the globe. 55,000 diplomats, these 55,000 diplomats here, they work here in Washington, D.C., and in the beginning of April every year, they participate in a program called the Taste of Washington. For just 1 week in one location, and experience the world differences. In these embassies participate with their different cultures, traditions, music, fashion, food, all in one location, 1 week, you could experience all these world differences in Washington, D.C. at the beginning of April. Now, to your right, look at the museum. The museum, it's a museum for the history of the news and the media. That's not free. You pay $20 to get in. Front pages of the news updated daily. Every 6 o'clock in the morning, they update these front pages of the news from around the nation and around the world. You want to see more? You can go to their website, museum.org. More than 580 front pages of the news and display in their website. 5,000 years of media history. You could experience the media history of starting from the ancient Egyptians, the storytelling, all the way to the internet. To your left here is the Federal Trade Commission. This is the apex of the Federal Triangle. At the beginning here in Pennsylvania Avenue side is a statue for a man is trying to control a horse, representing the man is trying to control the beast of trade. There's another identical statue in Constitution Avenue side of the National Mall. Further left, next door to the Federal Trade Commission, is the National Archives. National Archives, that's where they keep the most important and the most valuable documents in the country. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. These documents are kept protected. Every evening, they sink down automatically to a fireproof and earthquake-proof chambers. 43 feet down, they sink to. Millions of documents are within the National Archives, and people could trace their family trees from here. National Archives celebrated their 75 years of operation from 1934 to 2009. Right across from the National Archives, look to the right front to see Navy Memorial. The Navy Memorial has water was brought from the seven seas, from around the world. There's underground visitor center and museum at the Navy Memorial. And now look at this column with M in the top. Whenever you see a column like this one with M in the top, there's an indication there's a metro station on site. The metro system here in Washington, D.C. is one of the landmarks of the nation's capital. Inexpensive and safe and clean way of moving around the Washington metro area. Navy Memorial to your right, National Archives to your left. And look further here to see that small piece of marble. It's a memorial that Franklin Roosevelt requested for himself. That's all what he asked for. Piece of marble in the size of his desk, has his name, date of birth, date he died, and inscribed on it. But later on in the tour, we're going to drive by a magnificent memorial that the country dedicated for him in May 2nd, 1997. That memorial that you'll be driving by later cost more than $50 million. Immediate left now is the Department of Justice. That's where the office of the Attorney General, named after Robert Kennedy. Right across from that is the FBI. The FBI named after J. Edgar Hoover, who held the position as the director for the FBI for how many years? 48 years. The FBI celebrated their 100 years of operation from 1908 to 2008. Back to the left front, this is the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS. And right across, when you cross 10th Street, look to the left, look to the right, I'm sorry, to see red brick building next door to the FBI. It is Ford Theater, where Abraham Lincoln was assassinated. While the president was watching a British play, John Wilkes Booth, an actor, fired bullets in the president. They transferred the president across the street from Ford Theater to Peterson Boarding House, where he died in 7:22 in the morning of April 15, 1865. Now, as we proceed here in Pennsylvania Avenue is the same route where the inaugural parade proceeds every 4 years from the west front of the Capitol to the east side of the White House. Further left here is the Pavilion, the Old Post Office, and Nancy Hanks Center. Three names for the same building. In the 60s, they were going to tear this building down, but was saved from demolitions by the effort of Nancy Hanks. Nancy Hanks formed a committee and called it Do Not Tear It Down Committee. She testified in the Congress and described all the buildings like all the friends. Shouldn't get rid of them. She succeeded in preserving the buildings from demolitions when she died with cancer in 1971. Ronald Reagan honored Nancy Hanks and called the building in her name, Nancy Hanks Center, which is now a co-op between the federal government and the private enterprises. There are shops and restaurants here, live stage art in the ground floor, glass elevator will take it to the top to 333 feet high. You would see a panoramic view of Washington, D.C. and the surroundings from the top. And further left here, you see a standing statue for Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin was the first postmaster, and he was one of the founding fathers. Now, right across from that, to your right, is the Evening Star. Evening Star once was a top newspaper in Washington, D.C., went out of business and led to the formations of the Washington Times. Back to the left front, a block away, you're going to see Reagan Building for the International Culture and Trade Center. That's not all what you're going to see. There are several floors underground, shops and restaurants within, food court and international cuisine, federal agencies like Environmental Protection Agencies, U.S. Customs Agencies, International Development and Trade Agencies, all of them here at the Reagan Building and around to your left. Across from that to your right is the Freedom Plaza. Freedom Plaza, from here in 1963, Martin Luther King started his march to Lincoln Memorial, where he delivered his famous speech, I Have a Dream. At the beginning here, look to your right to see a General Pulaski Memorial. General Pulaski was a Polish prince. He was a refugee in the States during the Revolutionary War. Participated with George Washington and General Lafayette. To your right, National Theater is the oldest continual theater in Washington. Back to the left here, look at next door to the Reagan Building is the District of Columbia Executive Office Building. That's where the mayor of Washington, D.C. and D.C. government operate from here. Look at this sign here and look at this figure. More than $2.8 billion being paid by D.C. residents to the federal government this year in taxes, but still D.C. residents has no real representation in the Congress. They asking for your support to pay by having voting rights in the Congress and statehood. They want to make Washington, D.C. a state. This is the District of Columbia Executive Office Building where the mayor of Washington, D.C. and D.C. governments operate from. Immediate left now, this is the Department of Commerce. White House Visitor Center, immediate left. On 14th Street side, when we crossed, there's entrance to the National Aquarium. You pay a small fee to get into the National Aquarium. Back to your right here, this is the Pershing Park. General Pershing was known as the General of the Armies. During World War I, he was received by President Wilson at Union Station when he came back from France in 1919. He marched with thousands of soldiers from Union Station through Pennsylvania Avenue to the White House. The building to your right there is the Willard Intercontinental Hotel. The Willard Hotel is one of the historic hotels in Washington, D.C. Abraham Lincoln stayed at the Willard during his second inaugurations, and the rates of the rooms went up 4 times, from 1 cent to 4 cents. Guess how much you pay at the Willard now? In one suite, you pay more than $2,200 a night. In other suites, you pay more than $1,200 a night. In rooms, you pay more than $500 a night. At the Willard lobby, if you walk through, you will see the original bill that Abraham Lincoln paid when he stayed at the Willard Hotel. The term lobbyist originated at the lobby of the Willard. U.S. Grant was lobbying for Abraham Lincoln, and that's how that term came to existence. Now we're going to make a left on 15th Street and look to the right through to see a base with equestrian statue in the top is for General Sherman. General Sherman was famous for his march through Georgia during the Civil War. Behind it is the Treasury Department. The Treasury Department was not an original plan. When Bill von Fahn designed the city in 1792, he had the White House to be open clear to the U.S. Capitol. That was symbol of openness and accessibility between the two branches. But one of the presidents did not like that. They said Andrew Jackson did not have a good relationship with the Congress during his time, just wanted to block the view between the White House and U.S. Capitol, so he set the Treasury Department in between. Now here we're going to stop for you to walk to the White House. The White House is the home and the office for every president except George Washington. George Washington laid the cornerstone for the White House, but he never lived here. John Adams was the first president to live and work at the White House. The White House, built on 18 acres, has its own zip code. It is the only house in the country with its own zip code, 20050. It is surrounded by other historic buildings. In the north side, you will not go there, but one of these famous buildings in the north side called Blair House. Blair House, that's where President Truman spent his presidency time there while the White House was going through a major renovation. President Truman's assassination attempt occurred there too. In the west side of the White House is Eisenhower Executive Office Building, where the office of the Vice President and the presidential staff. In the east side is the Treasury Department. In the south side, you're going to be walking by this site where you're going to see the National Christmas Tree and the Zero Milestone and the headquarters of the American Red Cross. All will be in the 17th Street side you will see as you face the White House. So from north to south will be the Corcoran Galleries of Art, the headquarters of the American Red Cross, the daughter of the American Revolution's organizations, and the organizations of the American States. So the Christmas tree that you're going to see is permanent. It's been here since the 1964. Used to be located in the north side in 1934. During the Christmas time, they decorated and they surrounded by 56 trees to represent the states and the territories. So now, as you face the White House, to your right will be the Treasury Department, to your left will be Eisenhower Executive Office Building. Now, have your back to the White House, you're going to see a clear view of Jefferson Memorial, no trees or buildings in between. And the reason for that, because Franklin Roosevelt in 1943, he removed everything between the White House and the memorial site for him to watch them construct in the memorial for the man that he admired. So now, when you get off the bus, you just make the right and walk straight through this path. At the end of the building, make a right. And to the fence of the White House, make a left. And immediately you see the Oval Office of the White House there. When you reach that point, that's how far you go, please. Just 20 minutes, we're going, 25 minutes, we're going to be here. As you see, I may have to drive away, or if I'm in the middle of this block, we'll see you back. Let me just count first, and then I'll let you know in a minute what time to be back. Can you guess how many we are this morning? We are 19. So we have the figure 19 with us this morning. And by the way, number 19 is symbol of perfection. See, the statue's height is 19, and we are number 19 here. So we'll see you back. Now it's 10 o'clock. By 10:25, we'll see you back here at this location. So have a good time, and I'll see you back soon. Thank you.